There were protests today in Israel. This time the conflict is an internal one. It's between extremist members of the Jewish ultra-Orthodox community and other Jewish Israelis. At issue is the place and treatment of women and girls in public life. Today, thousands turned out to condemn what they see as an attempt by religious zealots to impose their rules on Israeli society. As the world's Matthew Bell reports, the flashpoint of the conflict is the town of Beit Shemesh.
Naama Margolis is a shy, blonde second grader who wears glasses and comes from a religious family. Her parents immigrated to Israel from the U.S. and Canada. Last Friday night, Naama appeared in a news report on Israeli TV. The 8-year-old girl says she's scared to walk to school, even holding her mother's hand, and even though the school is only 300 yards from her home.
We'll just walk a little bit, okay? Do you want to walk just a little bit?
No.
No?
What Naama is afraid of are the ultra-Orthodox men who started showing up at her school a few months ago. The school is a religious one, and the clothes the girls wear tend to reflect that. But to a group of ultra-Orthodox extremists, the girls' clothes aren't modest enough. The men have shouted nasty names at young girls and their mothers. They've reportedly spit on them as well. As a result, tensions between the ultra-Orthodox community and the rest of Beit Shemesh are running high. The tensions are partly about ideals of modesty, says Shalom Lerner. He's a former deputy mayor of Beit Shemesh. But Lerner says they're also about territory.
We have so many from these ultra-Orthodox people living in Beit Shemesh, and in a certain way, they're trying to change the shape of the city. Okay? The city was always a very moderate. The city was always Misrati, traditional. Some religious, some non-religious, everybody got along very well. And now, slowly but surely, it's becoming very, very Orthodox with them trying to change the lifestyles of other people.
Lerner says Israeli authorities made a mistake years ago when they allowed ultra-Orthodox communities to put up signs that instructed women how to dress modestly, among other things. When police removed a sign this week, scuffles broke out between officers and crowds of ultra-Orthodox men. Zvika Borenstein works in a hardware store in an ultra-Orthodox section of Beit Shemesh. He's not happy with the men from his community who have tried to intimidate non-ultra-Orthodox women and girls. Modesty is something you learn from your parents, he says. Shouting at girls isn't going to accomplish anything. Outside the store, another ultra-Orthodox man says he hasn't heard about the incidents at the girls' school because he doesn't read secular newspapers or listen to the news. He says the ultra-Orthodox community must remain segregated from the rest of Israeli society, including its Jewish neighbors.
We need to take a distance. We want our children to be strong.
So maybe you should be separate.
That's all. We live separate. We want to live separate.
The Margolis family is getting a lot of public support. Even the prime minister has denounced ultra-Orthodox intimidation. Last night, the family's living room was full of news cameras. Rabbi and lawmaker Chaim Amsalem was there. He compared the ultra-Orthodox extremists to extremists in the Islamic theocracy of Iran.
I mean women that wear burqas, like in Tehran, like in Kabul. Separate sidewalks for women and men, separate seating in buses, this is what I mean.
Naama Margolis' mother, Hadassah, told me she sees the conflict at her daughter's school as an example of a bigger problem.
I'm hoping that all over the country we see a difference and we see a change in the way women are being treated at the moment. I want this craziness to stop.
Israel's president, Shimon Peres, today urged people to stand up against Jewish extremism in what he called a fight for the nation's soul. For the world, I'm Matthew Bell in Jerusalem.